Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. When Loudoun County, Virginia prosecutors charged a 31-year-old concealed carry permit holder and DoorDash delivery driver with aggravated malicious wounding, use of a firearm in the commission of a felony, and discharging a firearm within a building after he shot a self-described YouTube prankster who had targeted him in the local mall, I just had this sense this was going to be sort of hard to prosecute. And I kind of thought a hung jury was the most likely outcome if defendant Alan Coley refused a plea deal and took his chances with a jury of his peers. But the 12 men and women decided the delivery driver's fate have now acquitted Coley of the most serious charge he was facing. This happened on April the 2nd at the food court in Dulles Town Center, about 45 minutes west of the nation's capital, set off a panic as shoppers fled when they feared to be a mass shooting. Coley pled not guilty and said he was acting in self-defense. So, this past Thursday, they got a verdict after 5 hours of deliberation. 3 hours in, the jury sent out a note saying it divided in terms of whether the defendant acted in self-defense. So the Loudoun County Circuit Court Judge Matthew Snow called the jury back into the courtroom around 3:30 p.m. and urged them to continue deliberations, a standard admonition given to juries that indicate they're deadlocked. And they then delivered their verdict at the end of the day. Now, the defense attorney said during Thursday's closing arguments that his client felt menaced by the 6'5" Cook during the confrontation, which was designed to provoke a reaction and to draw viewers to Cook's YouTube channel. I refer to those kind of things as the intimidation channels. We saw that kid in England who decided just to walk into people's houses and all that other nonsense. Jurors saw video of the shooting, which captures the confrontation between Cook and Coley lasting less than 30 seconds. Footage shows Cook approaching Coley as he picks up a food order. Cook looms over Coley while holding a cell phone about 6 inches from Coley's face. The phone broadcasts the phrase, "Hey, dip blank, quit thinking about my twinkle," multiple times through a Google Translate app. In the video, Coley says stop 3 different times and tries to back away from Cook, who continues to close space with him and stay close. Coley tries to knock the phone away from his face before pulling out a gun and shooting Cook in the lower left chest. There is no pause between the moment when he draws the weapon and fires the shot. While prosecutors claimed that Coley had no reasonable fear of injury, death, or great bodily harm from Cook's aggression, the jury saw things differently from this one, and their decision to convict Coley on the count of discharging a firearm within a building is puzzling. Because how does he lawfully defend his life when he pulled the trigger, which they found that to be the case, but at the same time, he was discharging a weapon illegally in a building? So, right now, Mr. Coley's still behind bars, and his attorney will get a chance to make the case that the sole charge he was convicted of should be thrown out of a hearing next month. Pollard maintains that the jury's finding is inconsistent with law, and I think he's absolutely right. If he was justified in using deadly force to defend himself, then why is he still being punished for that use of force? And I wonder if they just wanted to send a message to both Cook and Coley. If you're a jackass who makes money off intimidating people in public, don't be surprised if your blanking around leads to you finding out about the consequences. But also, don't create a panic by firing a gun in a busy shopping mall, even if you justifiably feel threatened by someone else's actions. There's a problem with that one, of course. Excuse me. And that is, if Coley genuinely believed his life was in danger, as they concluded, and if he was within his rights of pulling the trigger, which the jury concluded, then why should he be punished for where he acted in self-defense? That's the big question. Under the Virginia statute in question, if any such act be done unlawfully but not maliciously, the person so offending is guilty of a Class 6 felony. But they seem to believe that Coley's act of self-defense was both justified and unlawful, which is where they lose me. I'm completely at a loss on this one. In my opinion, the judge in this case should have instructed the jury to disregard those two lesser charges that they found him. He was acting in self-defense. But failing that, he most certainly should have allowed Coley to be freed from custody pending the upcoming hearing. He's been behind bars since April, and it's absolutely ridiculous that he's forced to remain in custody when there are serious questions about the jury's guilty verdict on the discharge count. And, you know, I hope this lawyer, I wish the lawyer the best of luck in defending his client at this upcoming hearing, but it's also time for the Virginia's legislature to think about tweaking the portion of the law and explicitly include self-defense as an exception to the prohibition on discharging a firearm in a building. Now you see firsthand the issues that can arise from the current text of the statute, and amending the statute appears to be necessary. And that might not help Coley in his current case, but it would help prevent similar injustices in the future. This is the thing about this. In South Carolina, they had to tweak the concealed carry permit law. With the concealed carry permit law, if you inadvertently showed your gun, and I use this example on a regular basis just because it's, it's funny enough and stupid enough to actually, make you believe it. If you inadvertently flashed your gun while you'd be like at the Tom McCann shoe store and you'd be reaching for that perfect size that was just above your head and you inadvertently raised your shirt and showed your gun, then that you would be escorted out and you might lose your permit over that one. So you just broke the law because you inadvertently showed a gun. You didn't mean to show a gun. And in a whole lot of cases, depending on where you might be, they might have come after you for brandishing, which typically brandishing would mean you're bringing out the gun and using it, but to threaten somebody or intimidate somebody. They redid the law to where now people with a concealed carry permit can open carry, which is fine. It's sort of silly, but it's fine. But it takes away that whole, you just broke the law by showing your gun kind of thing. So now if your gun shows, if it prints under your shirt or something, you can openly carry. So it's perfectly fine for you to openly carry and stuff. So they had to tweak the law here in South Carolina to make that happen. This is what happens whenever you see them try to do all of these little laws and all these other little things where they're getting out there and they're taking care of business, but they're not. They're not taking care of business at all. So we need to watch this case in Virginia. This guy can't be guilty of both. If he's not guilty, if it was self-defense, then why does it matter where he discharges the weapon? That's my only question. That's my only question. We'll have to pay attention. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll
such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Now, it is very well known that Texas has a very strong gun culture. And I've been envious of it to a certain degree. They also have no state income tax, and they run a $33 billion budget surplus per year. In New York, for example, where they have insane taxes, they're running at a $9 billion budget deficit. And if you're going to compare those two, the whole gun thing is where the laughter comes in. The Washington Post did an excellent report on Texas's gun culture recently. Surprisingly neutral for a left-wing publication. And the article starts out, in Texas, guns are everywhere, whether concealed or in the open. To live in Texas is to live surrounded by guns. Each morning, men here strap guns inside suits, boots, and swim trunks. Women slip them into bras and belly band holsters that render them invisible. They stash firearms in purses, toolboxes, portable gun safes, back seats, and glove compartments. It's been legal here to openly carry long guns like rifles for generations. But Texas's gun-friendly attitude isn't just a relic of the old West and ranching. Many restrictions on handguns were loosened only recently. 2 years ago, state lawmakers gave those 21 and older the right to carry handguns without a permit. In 2015, they gave those with concealed handgun permits the right to carry on public college campuses. 2 years earlier, they responded to the Sandy Hook school shooting in Connecticut by allowing public school staff with concealed handgun permits to arm themselves. After the 2022 school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, by a gunman using an AR-15-style rifle he bought within days of turning 18, a state house committee passed a proposal to raise the age to buy, lease, or receive certain semi-automatic rifles from 18 to 21. But the House rejected the proposal, and the legislature instead passed a law requiring armed security at every school and mental health training for some district staff. School shootings are extremely rare. Despite the gun controllers' persistent and brazen lies, and the focus on defense as opposed to New York's misguided gun bans needs to be lauded. And unlike California and some of the blue states, Texas has no state firearm sales registry, no required waiting period to buy a gun, no red flag law guarding against the mentally ill or violent having weapons, no restrictions in the size of ammunition magazines, and no background checks for guns purchased in a private sale. While a majority of Americans favor stricter gun laws and say it's too easy to obtain a gun, many Texans see guns as a solution to the problem, not the problem itself. I take exception to the portrayal of Texas's lack of a red flag law. The bar for taking someone's guns should be higher than mere accusations. And that's a feature, not a bug, that Texas doesn't have New York's weak protections against the civil liberties. And the biggest asset that Texans have regarding this isn't the lack of a registry or waiting period, it's their attitude. Nothing can make up for a subservient attitude, and Texans don't have that. Since 2020, they've purchased 5.8 million firearms, more than any other state, according to a Washington Post estimate based on federal background checks. They have had the most mass killings in any state from 2015 to this year, 30 in total. The next highest state is California, which has about 9 million more residents and has had 27 total mass killings. In the larger sad scheme of things, the number of mass killings isn't much different between free Texas and gun-controlled California. One of the worst killings in Texas on the list was Sutherland Springs, which arose in part from the Air Force's negligence with Devin Patrick Kelly. And if you set aside the mass killings and look at the firearm murder rate itself, not the gun controller concocted gun death rate, Texas and California aren't much different. Based on the FBI's Uniform Crime Report, Table 20, last available for the year 2019, because they stopped doing it the right way, the total and firearm murder rates per 100,000 was at 4.26 and 2.9, respectively, for California, 4.76 and 3.67 for Texas. New Braunfels includes one of the top urban zip codes in Texas for new handgun purchases or licenses per capita last year, about 213 per 10,000, according to state records. And the surrounding county had, 155 permits issued per 100,000. By contrast, most San Francisco area counties had issued fewer than six concealed handgun licenses per 10,000. And despite granting permits freely, Texas's firearm murder rate isn't that different from stingy California's. Washington Post did not point that part out, of course. Also featured in the story was a gun shop owner and a firearms instructor who moved from California and Maryland, respectively. The thing about this is it's a very simple thing, really. The difference between California and Texas is radical. Now, overall crime, I don't, you know, except in some of these cities, well, like Dallas, for example. Dallas, where he just had a Republican, he's a Republican mayor now, but he got elected as a Democrat, and he's looking at all these Democrat-run cities, and where you want to see the most, the biggest lowering of the quality of life is happening in these blue inner cities. Nobody knows what to do about that either, because now it's gotten to, well, there is one thing they could do about it. They could just round up all the illegal immigrants and all the homeless people. And then once they round them up, they could screen them. And if they need to go to mental health, which a lot of them might, then they go there. Illegal immigrants, deported. Simple. As far as the rest of the homeless, the ones that are, abusing drugs, where do we draw the line on that one? Because they are causing issues. They're causing pestilence. They're attacking things. They're stealing things. They're robbing things. They're doing all kinds of, they're committing crime. And everybody would say, well, it's, you know, the biggest crime is that they're addicts. Well, that might very well be, but they're still committing crimes. And that's what we need to be looking at. That's the thing that I don't understand that we're not looking at the moment. On the one hand, I understand that people say addiction is a disease. That's fine. But there's real-world ramifications to addiction. People get hurt. People die at the hands of addicts. So where do we draw that line? I myself say defer to the end of self-defense. A lot would not like that, though. A lot would not like that at all. Still where we should be going, though. Still. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIP. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is once again criticizing the judge overseeing his state civil fraud trial in New York. Outside the courtroom today, Trump said there's a definite agenda.
And this rogue judge, a Trump hater, the only one that hates Trump more is his associate up there.
He labeled New York Attorney General Letitia James as a disgrace to our country. President Biden commemorates the Americans with Disabilities Act, a monumental piece of legislation enacted over 30 years ago. The historic law prohibits discrimination against individuals with disabilities in areas such as employment, transportation, and access to government services. Expect an alert on your cell phone this Wednesday at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time. That's when a nationwide test will activate everyone's phones. The federal government is conducting the test for its emergency alert system and wireless emergency alerts. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, surprisingly, and I mean I'm surprised, shocked, I'm absolutely shocked, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has announced the Pentagon will not impose restrictions, age restrictions, or waiting periods on the purchase of firearms and ammunition on military bases, nor will it prohibit personal guns from being possessed by soldiers. Now, I don't know, it used to be on military posts they had these things called rod and gun clubs. And you could buy guns there. They had an FFL and you could buy a gun there. I guess they had an FFL. And so it was, you know, you could get some really decent deals on one. When I was in Europe, when I was stationed in Europe, that was the only place, that was the only way you could get a CZ-75. They were not for sale in the United States at the time. So the only people that owned CZ-75s were American servicemen in the 80s. But recently, an advisory panel put a few recommendations in front of Austin because they're trying to figure out how to reduce the number of suicides among active duty military members. And they want there to be a requirement that base commanders be alerted of every gun purchase that takes place within the confines of the military post. Now, a couple of things. A couple of things to consider. First off, suicide among military members has always been an issue during in the 80s in Europe. we would be encouraged if we lived off post and if we were married, if we had a family, whatever we had going on, if we had that happening, we would be encouraged to invite the single members of the post to our house and just get them out of the barracks. And so we did. We did that on a regular basis. And my apartment, I constantly had at least three couples there. And sometimes a couple of the bachelors would show up. Maybe they would bring their girlfriends or whatever. And I opened my home to them to get them out of the barracks. And I still keep up with a few of these guys to this day. So suicide among military members has always been a thing. We had one unfortunate soul attempt suicide in basic training. So, yeah, I understand. I get why they would try to, why they're looking at what they should do to restrict this. The problem with suicide is not so much what they're doing to kill themselves as it is the fact that they come to this conclusion that this is the only thing they can do. That's all they have. Although, the Pentagon still, and the Pentagon can change their mind at any moment. This is the thing about being in the military. In the military, it's not a democracy. Now, the decision Thursday to reject the recommendations was a culmination of a new effort by the Pentagon to finally reduce the high number of suicides. And, they haven't managed to curb that situation, which they're never going to be able to curb this situation. That's one of the problems. Combat is a young man's game. And some people have a big issue being away from home. Now, of course, the earlier advisory panel, instead of looking at things like that, like, okay, where did this person come from, these kind of things, they just looked at easy access to firearms, which is sold at bases across the U.S. as a top risk. Elizabeth Foster, she is the executive director of the Pentagon's Office of Force Resiliency. She told reporters at a press conference that the department did a very thorough review of the recommendation to raise the minimum age for on-base gun purchases to 25. But that would only affect them. Well, no, actually, that's not true, because they wouldn't have a driver's license. But I wonder how that works. I might have to look into that. I've never looked into that. I was about to say, well, they could go off post and buy a gun, but not if they didn't. Not if they're not. How does that work when you're in the military, I wonder? Anyway, trying to restrict that to 25 is not going to really stop somebody from killing themselves. They determined, though, that there were some significant legal barriers to implementing that recommendation, which is probably true. Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh told the gun control measures are not something we would rule out, but the Pentagon's efforts are focused on the 111 recommendations that made the cut. So what steps will they be taking to reduce the number of suicides? And the list of recommendations given the green light by Austin are based on five lines of effort. They are: foster a supportive environment, improve the delivery of mental health care, address stigma and other barriers to care, revise suicide prevention training, promote a culture of lethal means safety. Now that's, I raise my eyebrows at that one. They say this will include a comprehensive public education campaign, offering funding incentive for firearm storage, providing on-base secure storage options for personal firearms, enforcing existing restrictions on private firearms in barracks, and making improvements to reducing risk in barracks and dormitories. Now, here's the thing about mental health treatment in the military. This is the thing they never tell you about this stuff. While they're always talking about anything that has to do with health, right? They never tell you this one part. When you are in the military, you have to be deployable at all times. If you're not deployable, then you are then on what is referred to as a medical profile, which outlines what you can and can't do. And that's in garrison. And if you get put on profile in the field, from time to time, we would get sent back to the rear, sent back to garrison where that would happen. Because that does happen. You do get hurt out in the field. But if you're undergoing mental health issues, you're not going to be deployable. So the address of the stigma and the other barriers to care is that in a lot of cases, while they might would treat you or start treatment for you on these things, this would effectively mean you were exiting the military. Now, other than the existing prohibition on a privately owned gun in the barracks, none of those efforts are going to be actual mandates, and that's fine. Suicide is a genuine concern everywhere, especially in the military. And suicides among active duty service members increased 25% the first quarter of 2023 compared to last year. Four times as many service members have lost their lives to suicide than were killed in combat over the past 20 years. And any effort to reduce this still has to be constitutional. And banning gun sales to adults younger than 25 years of age is going to run headlong into that legal barrier. So it really boils down to what kind of an environment are they fostering as far as being cohesive in the military today. Are the guys today, are they still getting out there and saying, let's get the single guys out of the barracks. Let's bring them home and let them hang out with us. Are they doing that? Apparently not, if it's going up. That's not something that should be going on. This should be already taken care of. It has not been taken care of. And they're already behind on this one. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000, carrying extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Last time on The Firing Line, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Losing my voice for some reason. So, excuse me. What is a guardian? A simple definition of guardian is someone whose presence prevents crime. Criminologists who created that title have ignored armed civilians as possible guardians. And there's no reason they could not be recognized. You know, I consider myself one. And you know who they are. These are peaceful people that carry weapons. They carry concealed or open in public, and they are good people. Maybe they've used their firearm in defense of themselves and others already. So why haven't criminologists considered U.S. gun owners to be guardians? Well, they imagine guardians to be unarmed, so an American firearm owner does not fit this definition. But that is completely illogical. Because the desired outcome of either is to be a more stable, safe society. And we know that millions of armed civilians exist right here in the U.S. Why are they not included among the ranks of guardians? Why are they invisible to the criminologists? And why are the good deeds going unseen? And unsurprisingly, some criminologists don't want to admit that responsible gun owners are beneficial to society. So it appears that these guys have been wearing these ideological blinders that keep them from recognizing the benefits of armed civilians. So, guardianship is a concept that is little known outside of academic criminology. And this describes a newly recognized class of crime prevention agents, if you will. Historically, criminology focused on the criminal, but the hope that criminality could be reduced by punishing the criminal was soon frustrated by reality. The notion that crime would be reduced by ensuring that the severity, certainty, and speed of punishment has not worked as well as expected. Severe as the punishment might be on paper, there's no certainty the criminal would ever be punished. And the criminal justice system is never going to become meaningfully speedy. Which now brings up, how on earth do you approach the crime problem? Criminologists have been groping for answers in the dark. One approach was to examine the place and time where the crime was committed, and particularly the other people who were present or not present, and gradually the concept of guardians emerged. In 1979, Lawrence Cohen and Marcus Felsen removed attention from the criminal and refocused on the circumstances of the crime. Routine activities of life would sometimes bring offenders and victims together in a suitable location at the same time. If a guardian was present, crime was less likely to occur. Felsen even accepted the notion a case can be made that the offender is not the most important factor for explaining crime. The capable guardian against crime serves by simple presence to prevent crime, and by absence they make crime more likely. More recently, criminologists John Eck and Tamara Madison Herold, writing in 2019, concentrated on place managers as guardians. So routine activity theory terminology was developed to create roles for the entire community. Guardians protect victims, handlers who might be parents, teachers, coaches, clergy, or friends, look out for criminals. The place managers, owners of people, to whom owners delegate responsibility, look out for places, not people. And Eck and Madison Herold describe some of the functions of a guardian, such as calling the police or confronting or yelling at the offender. And because more guardians means less crime, criminologists were interested in how to encourage people to adopt that rule. But by 2019, Eck and Madison Herold still would not include gun when they mention a guardian. Now, Cohen and Felsen stress that guardianship by ordinary citizens of one another and of properties that go about routine activities may be one of the most neglected elements in sociological research on crime, especially since it links seemingly unrelated social rules and relationships to the occurrence or absence of illegal acts. And they're correct. That's a very fancy way of saying that where it is known that there are people there that might defend themselves, most of the time there's a little bit less crime. Then there's Danielle Renault. She published her study of guardians and confirmed the studies have consistently shown that capable guardianship is indeed a critical determinant of victimization. Now, that means criminologists know they need help from the public, but there's no discussion of guns again. And it might be explained because Danielle Renault was educated in the UK and Australia and completed her research in the Netherlands, all countries where firearms and self-defense are discouraged. And Reynald's example, the ideal guardian showed up as an elderly Dutch woman who noticed that when six tough people armed with sledgehammers began committing a robbery, she charged into them swinging her purse as a weapon and preventing the completion of the crime. Now, the elderly woman there did not have any responsibility for the jewelry store they were robbing, and Reynald did not refer to the purse as a weapon. Now, in a U.S. version of events, one of two things would have happened. A woman running into a bunch of guys here with sledgehammers, with only a purse, would get sledgehammered to death. Very likely. Secondly, if she did run into it, she's probably carrying a gun in that purse and it's out. So, once again, we don't have to look at a gun. Interestingly enough, we have people that carry guns have been erroneously branded as selfish. We have become conceptually distinct and not worthy of notice because we carry guns. And the definition of guardianship need not exclude weapon possession or acts of self-defense or family defense. And we don't have to be seen as acting only in self-defense of ourselves or our families because that's just not true. Statistics are very clear that American civilian gun owners frequently act to protect their community and strangers in the community. Like Eli Dickens, when he shot the guy in Indianapolis at the food court, he protected people he did not know. He saved people that didn't know him. Criminologists should understand that every act of violence prevented, every protective act by parents or loved ones adds to the total well-being of the community. So I guess it falls down to the lack of logic here on this. Does the definition of guardianship by criminologists remain acceptable if there's a tiny bit of human self-concern or not? Now, here in the United States, I would put this to anybody in the Netherlands or any of these places that Reynald was operating. I'm almost certain if they could, they would carry a weapon. If they have the wherewithal to motivate themselves to jump into harm's way, I'm sure they wouldn't mind a weapon. In 1995, Gary Kleck and Mark Gertz announced their research findings of about 2.2 to 2.5 million defensive gun uses of all types by civilians. And also that as many as 400,000 people a year claim they almost certainly saved a life. And if 10% of those lives are saved, this result cannot be dismissed as trivial. Kleck and Gertz also concluded that any form of gun control that disarms large numbers of prospective victims will carry significant social costs. And yes, that is true. It's just not happening any place where you're allowed to carry a gun. So, the criminologists do not look upon you as a guardian. Just understand this. So what? So what if they don't want to give you the term? You're an armed American. There's a lovely term. I like it. Disarming civilian Americans would allow violent crime to escalate. So the answer to this is never give up your guns. Never give up your guns. I will be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.